This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston, where fans are hoping for a celebration tonight. The Celtics meet the Heat in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Miami. The Celtics could not close out the series Thursday night at the Garden. Kyle Draper is a reporter at Comcast Sportsnet New England. He's in Miami to cover the game. Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks for having me on.
So they had to make it interesting, didn't they, the Celtics?
Don't they always do that? You know, it's we were all ready to have a couple of days off, spend some time with the family, the wife and kids, take it easy before heading to Oklahoma City. Instead, they go out and lay an egg on Thursday night, and now we're back here in Miami.
Well, can Boston win another game in Miami, do you think?
Oh, I think so. It's going to be tough, but the Celtics have experience. You know, when you talk about the Big Four, they've won a title, they've been on the road, they've won big games on the road, and while Miami, you know, a Game 7 away on an opponent's home court is tough, Miami isn't the biggest home court advantage in the NBA. So if you keep this crowd out of it, come out to a good start, you got a good chance of winning.
Yeah, then again, there's this guy called LeBron James.
Oh, him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's pretty much the most dominant player in the sport. So if he has another monster game tonight, what actually can the Celtics do strategically?
Well, I think what they will do strategically, especially if he gets off to that hot start like he did the other night, is double team him a little bit more, take the ball out of his hands as soon as he crosses half court. I mean, I think Doc Rivers is smart enough to know you can't let one guy beat you, and that's pretty much what happened the other night. So I think, you know, you'll see more double teams of LeBron, forcing him to give up the ball a little earlier. And also, I think the Celtics need to make their own shots. You know, the other night, they shot poorly. Paul Pierce, 4 of 18 shooting. Kevin Garnett was off. Ray Allen was off. They can't afford to have LeBron go off and them not to shoot well again, or they'll lose tonight.
So another way of looking at it is that the Celtics are due.
Oh, of course, of course. You don't think, I mean, they're too good of a team, too good of players to have back-to-back bad nights. I mean, that's you know, that's the conventional wisdom. You don't expect Paul to go 4 of 18 again. You expect him to finally make some shots. And so, you know, I think that's what will happen tonight. I think this will be a nail-biter that will come down to the end.
Well, you mentioned that the Celtics are a veteran team. They're not, as a team, the springiest of chickens. But they're older. The players are kind of beat up. But do you think their talents, combined with all that intense emotion and teamwork, can lead them to tonight's crucial victory?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the thing is, they understand you don't win tonight. This is it. This is probably the end of the Big Three era. You know, probably Ray Allen might not be back. And so you've got to think, you've got to give it your all tonight and then worry about tomorrow later. And so I think they come out and lay it on all on the line tonight.
Now, if life were fair.
And we know it's not.
Okay, well, it's not. But as a premise, if life were fair, then when talented teams meet, shouldn't the team with all the passion and camaraderie and the team that's just more plain fun to watch, I mean, shouldn't that team just win?
Maybe if life were fair, but then, like you said, the talent usually wins. I mean, if LeBron James has one of those nights, if Dwayne Wade has one of those nights where those two guys are clearly the best players on the floor, you know, it's going to be tough to win. You know, you would like the team ball to win out over the hero ball and the star ball, but like you said, life's not always fair.
Well, Kyle, thank you, and enjoy tonight's game.
Thank you, Sharon.
Kyle Draper is covering Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals for Comcast Sportsnet New England. This is 90.9 WBUR.